This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Srope. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell declared Thursday that a strike that killed at least 51 people gathered in eastern Ukraine had brought Russian atrocities to, quote, at another grim level. Lauren Anthony from Reuters reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned European leaders on Thursday that Russia could attack other countries if the continent wavered in its support for Kyiv. He said if Russia had the chance to rebuild its military capabilities, it could widen the war within 5 years. Zelensky gave an emotive speech at the summit of the European political community in Granada, Spain.
We have to win in Ukraine so that Putin cannot scale this aggression to someone else, and it is realistic.
Zelensky added that he was still confident of continued US and European financial aid despite political storms in Washington and elsewhere.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Syria's health minister has raised the casualty toll from a drone attack that hit a packed military graduation ceremony in the central city of Homs to 80 killed and 240 wounded. Video obtained by Reuters showed many bodies and bloodstains on the ground outside a building. Health Minister Hassan Al-Gabash says civilians, including 6 children, and military personnel are among those killed on Thursday. Nigeria's main opposition says it will present new evidence to support its court challenge seeking to overturn this year's presidential election. First runner-up Atiku Abubakar and his lawyer alleged Thursday that President Bola Tinubu forged a diploma from an American university. A spokesman for Tinubu has denied the allegation. In a transcript of a deposition, the registrar of Chicago State University says the school, quote, has the original record of Bola Tinubu, but the official says it has no record of issuing the diploma in question, which indicates Tinubu graduated.